And now,
we present to you
Seriously
Ignorant
News.
S-I-N.
Just ignorant.
It's a little disturbing.
Ignorant.
I could understand if it was 200 years ago.
Seriously?
For real?
Ignorant.
S-I-N.
Seriously Ignorant News.
Funny First Weekend. Catch Damon this Friday and Saturday at Riddles in Chicago. At the Comedy Sports. And at the Comedy Sports in Milwaukee. Did I say it right, Damon?
Yeah. Comedy Sports is Sunday in Milwaukee. So it's 21st okay. Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
All right. Senior Chief Correspondent Damon Williams reports on a story of a family that's pretty clucked up. Seriously, Damon.
Seriously, Tom, as serious as K. Michelle sitting on a bicycle seat.
Wow.
Golly.
He said, golly.
Whoa.
Golly.
Whoa.
What seat?
Okay.
Whoa. Where's the bike?
That was, it was quite a sight in real life. It was quite, we say, where's the bike? Seriously. All right. Police were called to the Ponderosa Mobile Home Park in Flagler, Florida. Flagler County, Florida. So it's already starting off bad. The Ponderosa Mobile Home Park in Florida for a domestic dispute between 31-year-old Kristen Michelle Howard and her 50-year-old mother. Kristen and her mother were arguing because Kristen came home drunk and made herself a plate of chicken and biscuits. Now, her mother confronted her, telling her she had no right to eat the food because that was not her chicken and biscuits. So little drunkie Kristen tells her mother she don't care who food it is, she's eating it. Now, this is when it gets crazy. Little drunkie Kristen smashed the plate in the sink, shoved, and punched her mother in the face. Now, her mother takes her car keys and calls the police. Now, they come and arrest her, as they should. But as wrong as Kristen is, I partially blame the mother. Here you go. Kristen has been arrested and charged with at least six other battery charges since 2008.
Yeah.
So she got a history of getting bucked. And you can't leave out a plate of delicious chicken and biscuits and not expect your drunk, crazy trailer park daughter that you had when you was 19 to eat some of that chicken. Seriously. And you definitely don't confront her when she does. Seriously, as serious as the different story this would have been if Kristen's mother was black. Yeah. It'd have been a homicide took place at the trailer park or the projects.
Well played, my friend.
Thank you. Thank you. Super. See how I pulled that around
yes,
and put
sir.
That in without putting that out. Gotcha. All right. My second story, a Pennsylvania shop owner is seeking help after being robbed at her store. Now, the King and Queen Shop, that was the name of the store, where business must be slow because the robber entered the store and exposed himself. Then he asked the store owner for assistance finding some clothes. So, and she shrugged that off and still decided to help him. So I don't know how you help somebody shop after he done whipped it out, right? But I guess she said, you seen one, you seen them all. I need this sale. So the man picks a woman's outfit, a large skirt and a purple lace trim blazer. This is when he pushes the shop owner and demands money. He takes some cash and the outfit. Now, police believe the outfit may have been a gift for someone. So if anybody in Johnstown, Pennsylvania, or Johnstown, Pennsylvania, has received a large skirt and a purple lace blazer, please report it. Yeah, Johnstown, not Johnstown. And since the clothes were taken from a place called the King and the Queen Shop, you might see a dude in a large skirt and a purple lace blazer. Either way it goes, finish off your laugh and call the police. Seriously. As serious as them red bottoms, Tom joined the war across that stage.
Yeah,
you lit it up,
sharp,
baby boy.
It was sharp.
Congratulations.
Go ahead, Sparkle.
Yeah. Click them three times, end up straight in the mansion.